You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Welcome to Hear the Walking Dead, Cinema Geekly's all-encompassing omnibus Walking Dead podcast. It's Anthony and Aurora, and we're back to talk the season one finale of The Walking Dead: Daryl Dixon on AMC and AMC Plus, episode six, called "Coming Home," in which that did not happen.
Or did it?
I mean, they inferred. That it was going to happen, but we didn't actually.
It was left open-ended.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he go home? Who knows? You must wait until next year, I guess. But before we talk about that part of the episode, we got to go all the way back, rewind to the beginning of the episode, and we are picking up right where we left off in that that pit. The Pit of Doom, Daryl versus a super walker, a walker on steroids or something. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, he was a little bit more spry than your regular walker, like a little more moxie than your usual
stronger
walker. I guess Daryl handled him pretty easily.
I mean, come on.
It really wasn't that hard. So Daryl kills him. And then they're like, okay, well, we'll send out Quinn there, too. And I'm like, to help him? He doesn't need help. And they put more enhanced walkers out there.
But let's make it clear that they chained them together.
That's true.
And Quinn.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly, these Frenchmen and women have never seen an episode of The Walking Dead. Because I was just like, this is not dire straits for Daryl Dixon. And you gave him help, like he'll be fine. And
you literally gave him another weapon. You gave him a chain.
Yes. And they used it. They were fine. They killed several enhanced walkers in the arena before.
Can I say something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
It was really funny to me that clearly Quinn and Daryl took care of these zombies perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the public, the audience, starts chanting Dixon.
Yes.
Nobody gave Quinn any credit.
Oh, no. I mean, I think we all know. Yeah.
Ouch.
He carried Quinn through that whole thing. I got, like, really strong Gladiator vibes.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone's ever watched Ridley Scott's Gladiator movie, Daryl was straight up just Maximus. Yeah. Maximus Decimus Meridius, and just mowing through the zombie gladiators, and they even do like the panning shot around him, and I would have loved with the crowd cheering him, and I think they're supposed to want him dead, but like he wins all their favor and stuff afterwards, which Janae must not have been happy with, but I was expecting Daryl to yell out, "Are you not entertained?"
Oh my god, about to say that too.
It didn't happen. Maybe he never saw that movie.
I will tell you this. I will totally watch a show that's just Daryl being a gladiator with zombies.
Yeah.
I will watch that show every day.
It's got some you got to find ways to get your workouts in. And I bet you're going to build up a lot of cardio running around killing zombies. So Daryl and, to a lesser extent, Quinn, are being cheered in the pit when Falou ends up killing Guerriere because he is about to just shoot Daryl. Because they're like, well, that didn't work. Just shoot him. I'm like, boy, you really could have just done that at the beginning.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know why people don't do that more often in this show.
Yeah. This is like the Walking Dead version of like the James Bond villain monologue, like giving him time to escape from whatever you trapped him in.
Right.
Don't do that, everybody. You just shoot Daryl when you can, and they never do. So Janae orders is ordered Guerriere to shoot him. Falou shoots Guerriere before he has a chance to shoot Daryl. In the chaos that follows, the group escapes with... apparently Quinn was bitten. He sacrifices himself to buy Daryl time. Not the way I saw him going out. But don't worry, he comes back, literally, from the dead. A reanimated Quinn comes back, forcing Laurent to put his biological father down with Daryl's encouragement. After going their separate ways from Falou and Emile, Daryl's group resumes journeying towards Mont-Saint-Michel, but are attacked by Genet's men. Unable to kill a child, Caudron shoots the other guerrières instead, promising to get revenge on Daryl later. Upon his return, Genet deduces Caudron's betrayal and has him tortured for information. Daryl's group finally reaches the nest where they settle in. Daryl becomes conflicted between staying in France and returning to America. The Union of Hope leader, Losange? I'm drowning here in French words. Arranges passage to Newfoundland for Daryl. Oh, Canada. Who chooses to leave despite Isabelle's comparing his abandoning Laurent to Daryl's abandonment by his own father. At the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial, Daryl visits the grave of his grandfather, William T. Dixon, who died on D-Day. On Omaha Beach, Daryl prepares to board a boat, but hesitates when he sees Laurent has secretly followed him, as has a herd of walkers closing in on both of them. Near Freeport, Maine, Carol is searching for Daryl and finds his motorcycle. Well, she finds the person who has Daryl's motorcycle.
I would have loved to see previously how she did that, but okay.
Right. and after Assassin's Carol captures its hostile rider, he directs Carol towards where he found it. And there is also a kind of a teaser for season two, which is Carol is on the quest for Daryl, is basically I don't think that's the subtitle. I do know it's like Walking Dead, colon Daryl Dixon, and then underneath it, it's like something Carol something. I don't remember what it is now. I kind of like Carol's Revenge, but that sounds sinister, and I don't know what she's trying to get revenge for. But that's what
I like. Assassin Carol. I like that. Assassin Carol is on the hunt.
Yes. So what were your thoughts on the season one finale of The Walking Dead, colon Daryl Dixon?
I was worried. I thought that, you know, like I said last episode, it felt kind of like they were rushing, you know, to get to the ending. And I was concerned about this finale, but I was pleasantly surprised. I really liked it. That whole gladiator scene was one of my favorite scenes so far in like the whole Walking Dead. It was so cool, and they together like pulled the chain to decapitate the zombie. That was amazing. And so I was shocked that I actually liked the Quinn Daryl, you know, team. That was very interesting, and I liked it a lot. I liked that they went dark with having Laurent kill his dad.
Yeah,
that was not on my Daryl Dixon bingo card.
No.
I was not expecting that.
I was a little surprised, yeah.
Yeah, and the only thing that I was kind of like, I wouldn't say not happy about, it's just that I didn't care for, was they made it seem like Daryl and Isabel were kind of like falling in love or liking each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I was like, eh, whatever. But I love the look of the nest. Too. That was really cool.
Yeah, kind of that waterlogged castle. Yeah.
Yeah. That was amazing. And I do like that they left it open-ended. Like, we don't know if he's going to get in the boat, if he's going to go back to Laurent, if he's going to get in the boat with Laurent. They left it so open-ended that it makes me, like, you know, I want to see what's going to happen next. So yeah. I love this episode. It was good.
Okay, so by the way, it is called The Book of Carol.
Oh.
That is what it's called. So there is that. Okay. Yeah, I thought this was a really solid... Number one, I just thought this was a really solid run of episodes. Like, this was a fun first season for a show.
Absolutely.
If there were any dips, they felt kind of tiny. I really love the change of setting for this. Like, this is a show that sort of needed a bit of a... Or not this show. This universe needed a little bit of a refresh, which is... Good. This is a bit of a palate cleanser because the next thing we're going to do on this podcast is kind of go right back to where we were in this universe, finishing up the final season of Fear the Walking Dead, because that's what's up next. So this was like a really nice change of pace. And I thought this was a really solid ending with some twists that I was not expecting, like Codron sort of just deciding, I'm not going to kill a kid. And I mean, right? I mean, obviously, that's the correct move to take.
Yes.
But it's a rare sight. I mean, again, I'm going to chalk it up to just the European mentality, Aurora, that we have seen throughout this show. Like, even the bad guys aren't that bad.
Right.
If this was America, they'd all be dead. Let's just be honest. Nobody would have made it out of here.
I mean, we've seen people kill kids in America on The Walking Dead. So yes,
my only real nitpick in this episode was, and they did it the way they did it because they have no other way to do it. But the end when Daryl is about to leave, and then it's revealed that Laurent was following him this whole time, and I'm like, there's no way Daryl Dixon, of all people, would not have known that he was being followed by this kid. Like, and he was walking through, I think, where that the Normandy Cemetery is. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's through, like, no man's land. There's just a lot of...
Yeah, there's no way that he could hide.
There's a lot of... Yeah, I mean, the grass was tall, but, like, was he crawling? Is he like doing like that military crawl, like through the tall grass or something?
Know. Yeah.
like now there, you know what? To be fair, there were a lot of walkers in that tall grass. After Daryl made some noise, they all kind of popped up. Like, what? Who's there? So I suppose it's possible Laurent was doing that, but
I guess.
I was like, where did he come from?
Yep.
Just out of the blue, that felt a little weird. But I get that they wanted to reunite them. And it's just one of those things that just is going to happen the way it happens because they don't want him tagging along with Daryl from the start. I mean, I suppose they could have, but... and this is sort of following in the footsteps of, you know, we talked about it before, but that Mandalorian Last of Us kind of father adopted child
And honestly, thing. You know, Daryl literally encouraged Laurent to kill his dad. I know he was attacking Isabel, but that's really dark.
Yeah.
And then he's like, peace, bye.
Yeah, he's like, good job, kid. Yeah.
But I'm going home.
Yeah. Now that I've had you kill your father, I, your only other father figure, will now leave. Good day.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So that didn't end up happening. And it was a little weird, but I did love the scene in the cemetery where Daryl went to find his grandfather. I thought that was actually really great and touching. And it's one of those things that sort of, in a show that occasionally starts to feel like it is leaving the ground in terms of its reality. I mean, for as much reality as a zombie show can have, at moments like that of like a real thing that really happened in our own real history, is always like a good reminder. I thought that was a good scene, and you could see like how important it became to Daryl to like find it. And even him going to like Omaha Beach or whatever, like all of that stuff. I thought that was all very interesting. And it's like, those are all like sort of touchstones, sort of connecting him back to his home too. So I thought all of that stuff was really good. I really enjoyed the gladiator scene too at the beginning. Yeah. Lots of fun. The Carol stuff at the end, also fun. Who knows how she sniffed out the clues to just, you know, maybe
that's intense. How do you find that one
motorcycle? Right? Maybe she was just profiling and was like, just got lucky. Like, that looks like his bike. Where'd you find that bike at? But yeah, she's on the hunt. She's on the hunt for Daryl. And
I will say that I was kind of hoping. So the guy says, I'm going to look through your stuff. And he peeks into her car. And I was really hoping that someone was going to be in the car.
Yeah.
Like that person, she said, oh, you know, that it cut out when she was talking to Daryl. Like someone came back.
Oh, yeah.
I was really hoping that Morgan was going to be inside the car.
Somebody. Yeah.
Somebody. But I was, I don't know why I wanted Morgan to be the one. And nobody was.
It would have been weird, though. Why would he be in the trunk?
I don't know. No. I mean, before he looked in the trunk, he looked inside the car.
Yeah.
So I thought someone was going to be in the passenger seat.
Yeah. And the car, like the windshield and all the windows were suspiciously dirty. Right. So you couldn't see inside.
Right.
I guess that was to be the Carol reveal. But it's like, guys, we knew it was Carol. Come on. Like, now, I will say this about next season. They... in the little teaser clip or whatever they showed for the next season, they do show Daryl with like Isabel and stuff. So he doesn't leave France immediately, I guess, which has me one. I, at least I'm hypothesizing, the stuff we're seeing with Carol, maybe they're not like a flash sideways, like happening at the same time, but maybe they are flashbacks. And like, maybe when that boat pulls up to like Omaha Beach or whatever, Carol is on the boat.
Like Carol in France.
Yes. Yeah. Like she found him. Cause presumably it's going to, you know, the bike is going to lead her back to where Daryl was, find out he was, you know, placed on a ship, found out where that ship was going. And then finds her way to there. That makes sense to me if the show is going to stay in France. And I don't know how long they were filming there for, but I know that they were filming there because there was the, when I was reading news about the actors and the writer's strike, they mentioned specifically that this show was still filming overseas because AMC had agreed to the WGA and SAG's terms. So they were independently already able to do their own thing. So I know they've shot some of the show over there, and I don't know if it's the whole season or not, but if it is, it only makes sense for Carol to find her way to Daryl, I guess.
Yeah.
So
and I can see her being like attached to Laurent, right? Because she lost her son.
Yes.
Who was close to his age.
Yeah. All of that stuff could work pretty well, I think. Okay, so any final thoughts on episode 6, and what would you give it?
I am very happy with this show. Again, I recognize my bias. I love Daryl so much, but I think they did a really good job in this show, and I'm excited that there's a season 2. I honestly gave this a 5.
I gave it a 5. It?
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. Really no better way to end a season that was kind of just really good from the get-go. I don't think there was really a bad episode in here. And it just, I don't know, the whole concept really worked. Even in its down moments, they never really let you stay there for very long. And I am pretty happy that this is coming back for another season. Now, the Walking Dead stuff does not end here, folks, because there is still more Walking Dead to come. The next thing we're going to talk about is Fear. That's going to be starting.
That sounded very ominous. Yeah. the next thing we're going to talk about is Fear.
Fear. And I believe it's premiering on the 22nd. So it's literally right around the corner. And after that, next year is The Walking Dead, colon, The Ones Who Live. That would be the Rick and Michonne series, which I don't know if you saw this, but they recently announced new cast for that The Ones Who Live show. I don't know if you saw the announcement or not, but
no, I didn't know.
I think they announced some people who you would expect, but they also announced Terry O'Quinn. And okay. I don't know if you've seen Lost before, but I'm a huge fan of Terry's. And when I saw his name attached to this, I'm like, God, I hope he gets like a big juicy part in this show, because he's awesome. He's so great. But yeah, there's a like Pollyanna McIntosh, the girl who the junkyard lady who stole Rick away, like she's announced for the show too. So there's no new looks at it or anything, but that is slated, I think, now without an official day, but it is slated for February of next year. So that's coming up. But in the meantime, everybody, we're going to get geared up for the final six episodes of Fear the Walking Dead. And in order to do that, it's gonna take us a little bit of time. So while you're waiting for us, head on over to cinemageekly.com, where you can check out the archives of the show. And of course, this is a listener-supported podcast, and there are some ways you can help out there if you'd like. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We have the merch store, geeklymerch.com. The links for those are in the show notes for this episode, along with the links to the other places that you can find us. That, of course, being Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, anywhere good podcasts can be found. You can find us by searching for Hear the Walking Dead. Hit subscribe, and that way you can join us next time for us to dive into the final six episodes ever of Fear the Walking Dead.